Hello there, welcome to the Witness History Podcast from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Walker. Today we're going back 10 years to 2014 and an American city facing an emergency.
It's not just a water crisis.
It's a genocide.
It's a racial crisis. It's a poverty crisis.
In April 2014, the city of Flint in Michigan switched to a new water supply. It was supposed to save money, but what followed was an almost unbelievable story of an American city that poisoned its people.
Nearly 100,000 residents were exposed to high levels of lead for at least 18 months.
What became known as the Flint water crisis soon turned into a national scandal.
In a largely black city, a sense of betrayal and anger.
But to understand what happened in Flint, first we've got to go back before 2014, before that switch in the water supply.
My name is Mona Hannah Atisha. I'm a pediatrician and professor with Michigan State University in Flint, Michigan. And I'm going to rewind a little bit because this all happened because of some really important history.
Dr. Mona was one of a number of people living and working in Flint who fought to bring the scandal to public attention.
So we were kind of an impoverished city for really decades because of deindustrialization and white flight and so many other reasons. And that left Flint like as a kind of near bankrupt city. So in 2011, a few years before our water switch, something crazy happened in Flint. We lost democracy. Our city was taken over by financial emergency managers that were only accountable to the governor. And their goal was austerity to save money. And so that is how the decision was made to change our water source from high quality Great Lakes water to the local Flint River. And that's what happened in April of 2014.
That local river water may have been cheaper, but almost immediately people in Flint noticed something was wrong.
I remember brown water. I remember it just not smelling right. It had like an egg odor to it.
Janaire McDonald is a lifelong resident of Flint, and she remembers what it was like in the first few days after the water switch.
It smelled like you were stuck inside of a swimming pool full of chlorine water with closed doors, closed windows, and no ventilation. It was that strong of a chlorine smell.
And so what kind of impact did the water have on you and your children?
At that time, 2014, Josiah was one and Justice was four. For Justice, he had rashes all over his body, dark patches, very itchy. Just taking them back and forth to the doctors.
So there were problems right away. My jaw still drops when I share. Just a few months after our water switch, the water was so corrosive that it was corroding car engine parts at a General Motors plant.
I remember my hair coming out. I remember the day I was in the shower washing my hair and it turned hard as a brick and just started coming out by the handfuls.
But the new water supply hadn't just caused problems like rashes and hair loss. There was also a deadly outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. And then news started emerging about something hidden and potentially even more dangerous. Something that Dr. Mona only heard about by chance.
You know, very much kind of by serendipity, I was having dinner with a high school friend, went on to become an environmental engineer, a drinking water expert, and she had moved to Washington, D.C., worked for the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. I was coming back home to Michigan and in my home with our children running around. She's the one that shared with me that the water wasn't being treated properly, that the water was missing a really important ingredient called corrosion control.